This research was funded by the National Institute on Disability and Rehabilitation Research under several grants. And I have no relationships to disclose. So I wanted to look at the effect of the current, or officially the recently passed recession, on workers with disabilities. And in the literature, there are quite a few references to what you might call the last hired, first fired effect, namely the hypothesis that people with disabilities are the first to be fired when economic times get bad, and the last to get their jobs back when the economy improves. But actually, there's rather little research on the effects of recessions on people with disabilities. So there's not really much of a test in the literature whether this actually happens. Certainly, it's clear that Social Security disability and SSI applications increase both during and immediately after an economic recession. And there's quite a bit in the literature about the rather tenuous nature that people with disabilities often have with the labor force. For example, they're more likely to have temporary or contract positions. They see themselves as having less job security than workers without disabilities. Higher turnover rates are seen. And they have lower educational attainment, typically, and lower status occupations, which tend to be more disposable. And we have an unprecedented opportunity to study the effects of a recession almost in real time on workers with disabilities, thanks to the new disability questions that were included in the current population survey beginning late in 2008. These are essentially the same questions that are currently in the American Community Survey, so there are six questions that identify different types of disability. So beginning in October 2008, which I'll show you a slide later, is about when the recession actually started to affect employment levels. So we can look beginning in October 2008 until, I did this analysis until June of this year, so quite recently. In the first year of this period, there was a decline in the number of workers without disabilities, so the size of the non-disabled workforce, of 4.2%. And the corresponding decline for workers with disabilities was 13.6%, so more than a factor of three decline in the size of the workforce. That got a little bit better and then got worse again. So as of June, the last month I analyzed, it was 3.4% versus 12.3%, again, more than a factor of three worse for workers with disabilities. And another way of putting that is to look at what is essentially the workforce disability rate, the proportion of employed workers who report themselves as having disabilities. And that's kind of the measure I'll be using in this presentation for the disproportionate effect of the recession on workers with disabilities. That rate started out actually very low in the CPS at 3.4%, dropped to 3.1%, went back up again, and then at the most recent number was again 3.1%. So a substantial decline in the representation of workers with disabilities in the workforce. That decline is seen across all types of disability except visual impairment, and I can't explain that. I don't know why, but the biggest effects are seen among people with mobility impairments, who experienced a 17% decline in their representation in the workforce. 17% decline in a 21-month period, and even larger was people with daily activity limitations, people who have difficulties in self-care or other instrumental activities of daily life. Their decline was almost 20%. When we look at this by age, it turns out that older workers with disabilities were relatively protected from the effects of recession. I wasn't expecting that, really. Among older workers, 55 to 64, the initial disability rate was 6.4%. The final disability rate was also 6.4%. And in the middle, there was a drop to 5.7%. But that was a rather short-term drop. So they experienced the effects of recession and then recovered. Among the middle working ages, 40 to 54, there was a more gradual decline from 3.8% down to 3.3%, eventually 3.2%, and the final number after a slight increase was 3.4%. So there was a substantial decline, but nothing precipitous. among the middle working ages. But it's the younger workers who really felt the brunt, younger workers with disabilities who really felt the brunt of the effects of the recession. At the beginning, 2.2% of workers between the ages of 18 and 39 reported disabilities, and that dropped gradually to 1.9% and then further dropped to 1.8%. So that's an 18% drop in the representation of younger workers with disabilities in the workforce. Men experienced a greater decline than women did in their representation in the workforce. They started out a bit higher and ended up about the same with an even greater dip in the middle. And looking at it by educational attainment, the results are, I thought, rather interesting. For people with the least educational attainment, there's a great deal of fluctuation. Starting out at 5% reporting disabilities and dropping rather rapidly below 4%, so a huge decline, and then going back up again and back down, and I think it's because there's a lot of temporary work, a lot of seasonal work going on in this population. High school graduates who don't also have college degrees, they were, for a while at least, protected against the effects of recession. But eventually in mid-2009, they started to feel the effects. So the initial rate of 3.8% eventually drops down to 3.4%, so rather substantial decline. In contrast, college graduates with disabilities, they experienced a decline, a rather substantial decline of 12%, but they came back by the end of the period. So again, it's a temporary loss for them. They're more protected. And there's something similar going on. Instead of looking at educational attainment, you can look at the types of occupations people are in. And I divided occupations into three groups according to the level of advanced preparation that's required in order to get a job in that occupation. So in other words, do you need to have to be trained or do you need a degree? So in low preparation jobs, which are essentially pretty much entry level or near entry level, oddly enough, the disability rate went up at first, but then went through a substantial decline. So the high is 4.3%, and the low at the end of the period is 3.7%, so really quite a large decline. Medium preparation workers are, again, they lost their representation, and then they lost it rather precipitously, went back up again. But the decline is actually quite substantial over the entire period. It begins at 3.5%, and it ends at 2.9%. But the group that is again the group that's not very much affected is high preparation workers, people in higher status occupations. They saw a slight decline from 2.5 to 2.3%, but then it's back up to 2.5% by the end of the period. I wanted to explore the effects of the recession across industries to see which industries had been harder hit by the recession and which had been less harder hit, and then look at how workers with disabilities fared across industries. And to do that, I looked at data from JOLTS, the Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey. And this slide shows five and a half years worth of data from JOLTS. Two things to notice. The first is that, the recession officially began in December of 2007, but really layoffs, this is the rate of layoffs and other involuntary discharges from across all industries except farming. And the layoffs don't really start increasing above the usual level until the end of 2008, which is coincidentally when we start having data available. So that's one thing. And then they stay high throughout 2009 and then kind of recover. The other thing to notice is it's a very cyclical pattern. I mean, not surprisingly, there are a huge number of layoffs in January of every year, especially in January of 2009, but post-Christmas layoffs. And then it goes down and then it goes up again, end of summer layoffs. So the first thing I wanted to do was try to get rid of a lot of that seasonality. And so what I did was I identified certain industries by their pattern, there's a really very pronounced pattern among industries that are seasonal. A lot of this is, summer hiring, Christmas hiring, et cetera. So I kind of got rid of the seasonal industries, although you see it in the graph. And then among non-seasonal industries, I distinguished between those that were highly affected by the recession based on the difference between their layoffs in 2009 and the layoffs in the previous years. And there is in those highly affected industries, there is a huge, huge peak in January 2009, and it stays high pretty much throughout 2009, in contrast to the less affected industries, which don't really see any big change in layoffs until mid-2009. So there's a delay, basically there's a delayed effect. And so do these characteristics translate to the disproportional effect for workers with disabilities? Yes, they do. In green on this graph are seasonal industries, and there is a big fluctuation seasonally. It goes down during the summer, and I thought about this and thought that maybe it's because it's not so much that people with disabilities are laid off during the summer, that doesn't make sense, it's that people without disabilities are probably hired during the summer. That's my guess anyway. But I wasn't so interested in that, I was interested in the comparison of what happens in highly affected industries and the rate of disability declined beginning at the start of the period from 3.2% down to 2.9%. And then further down to 2.8%, and then a somewhat of recovery. And the last figure in June 2010 was 2.7%. So there was an early effect and a big effect on the representation of workers with disabilities in highly affected industries, as compared to the less affected industries, which were protected at first. Actually, it increased slightly. The disability rate went from 3.4% up to 3.6%. And then kind of plummeted down to 3.1%, and the final number is 3.2%. So there was a delayed effect, still a fairly large one. Unemployment, how much time do I have?
About 5-6 minutes.
Okay. Everyone knows that the rate of unemployment for workers with disabilities is higher than that for workers without disabilities. Let me make a technical comment that I'm looking at that I'm defining the unemployment rate as the percentage of labor force participants who are not working, in other words, people who are actively looking for work but are in the labor force. And for labor force participants with disabilities, the disability rate increased from 12% all the way to almost 17% towards the end of 2009, and then declined a bit. That's much greater than that for workers without disabilities, which went up to 10%. That's still very high, but it's much lower than for workers with disabilities. And the survey allows me to distinguish between, according to the reasons that the person is unemployed. And it's always the case that there are a fair amount of the unemployment for people with disabilities is due to people who are re-entering the labor force after an absence, or perhaps they've never been in the labor force. So maybe you don't want to think about that in terms of recession, but you do want to look at people who had a job and have lost it. And that's shown in red on these bars down here, which increases from 6.5% up to a high of 10.6%, much higher than the 6%-ish range for workers without disabilities. Finally, I wanted to compare the effect of the recession on different populations. The reason I wanted to do this was I really wanted to do a test of this last hired, first fired hypothesis. So I thought I'd compare people with disabilities to racial and ethnic minorities. And the current population survey is a longitudinal survey. Households are interviewed for 4 consecutive months, and then they get a break of 8 months, and then 4 more consecutive months. It's actually pretty interesting. But I ended up just using month-to-month comparisons. So for people who were being interviewed for the second time or subsequently, I defined a rate of job exit, which was the percent of people who were employed in the prior month who are no longer employed in the current month, and the rate of job acquisition, which is the percent of currently employed people who are not employed in the prior month. On the left in this slide is job exit, and on the right is job acquisition. And the first thing to notice is that workers with disabilities have much higher rates of both of these things than workers without disabilities. So in October 2008, before things started really to happen, 6% of workers with disabilities lost their job, exited their job month to month, just from one month to the next. 6%, that's a lot, right? And 6% also acquired a job. So this just illustrates the sort of tenuous connection that I mentioned before to the workforce. The second thing to notice is the extent to which the exit data for workers with disabilities increases. First of all, it increases very early. I mean, it starts increasing as early as November 2008 and goes all the way up to 9%, so a 50% increase in job exit just in a three-month period compared to about a 1.5% increase for workers without disabilities, which is also a shorter-term thing. So it seems to me that this really does illustrate kind of viscerally the disproportionate effect. But as I said, I wanted to compare with my other minority groups. This is a rather busy slide, but the green and the purple are respectively Latinos and African Americans without disabilities, to compare with the red, which is people with disabilities. The with disabilities is the same as you saw before, and the blue here at the bottom is everybody else, but all of the whites and Asian Americans and Native Americans and anybody else without disabilities, who are quite low, because it's mostly white people. It's clear that that both the African Americans and the Latinos have pretty substantial rates of job exit. But it seems to me still that it's also fairly clear that workers with disabilities are experiencing a greater increase and an earlier increase, both here at the end of 2008 and in the middle of 2009, when there's a second wave of job loss. So I would say this gives us evidence that for at least the first fire part, it's too early. There is no hiring yet, really, so it's too early to tell about that part of the hypothesis. So in conclusion, it is clear that there is a disproportionate effect of the Great Recession on workers with disabilities. Employment among workers with disabilities declined at more than three times the rate of non-disabled workers over the period. The declines are even greater for people with daily activity limitations, for people with lower educational attainment, for people in lower and medium status occupations compared to higher status occupations, and for younger age workers in particular, which really, that hit hard to me, that it's the younger workers that really are affected. And men are also more heavily hit than women. The presence of workers with disabilities dropped by almost one-fifth over 6 months in the hard-hit industries. So if you were in one of those industries, the likelihood of you losing a job is fairly high. As I mentioned already, people with disabilities appeared to feel the onset of the recession before the racial and ethnic minority groups, both at the initial onset of the recession and in the second period. And we still have the monthly data coming in, and if there's ever a hiring boom, then I certainly will look to see whether there is this lag that I'm kind of expecting to see. And this paper, when I submitted this, there was a journal article under review, but it actually appeared about 10 days ago in the monthly labor review, available on the web at this address at the bottom of the screen, www.bls.gov/opub/MLR, MLR for monthly labor review.